Test 6. Listening test. The listening test is in four parts. Directions are given for each part. Part 1. Photographs. You will hear four statements about a picture. Choose the statement that best describes what you see in the picture. Circle your answer. Number 1. Look at picture 1. A.
They are producing textiles.
B.
They're planting crops.
C.
They're constructing a building.
D.
They're manufacturing automobiles.
Number 2. Look at picture 2. A.
A woman is posing for a picture.
B.
A man is tossing a coin.
C.
Passengers are getting off the train.
D.
People are waiting in line.
Part 2. Question response. You will hear a question or statement and three responses. Choose the best response to the question or statement. Circle your answer. Number 3. What have you been doing lately? A.
I've been working on a new film.
B.
Tell me more about yourself.
C.
I haven't seen him in ages.
Number 4.
You've written the speech for the manager, haven't you?
A. She wrote a parking ticket. B. He hasn't spoken to them. C. I finished it this morning. Number 5.
Do you know who the apartments over the road were designed by?
A.
I'm sorry, I don't know.
B.
It's very wide.
C.
He designs clothes.
Number 6.
When was it opened?
A.
Another 2 months.
B.
On Wednesday.
C.
It was very close.
Number 7.
Are credit cards accepted in most stores there?
A.
Yes, you can use them nearly everywhere.
B.
No, the stores close early there.
C.
I applied for a credit card last week.
Number 8.
How long have you been working in the agricultural industry?
A. My father grew up on a farm. B. Since I graduated from university. C. I'd like to work for a mining company. Part 3. Short conversations. You'll hear some conversations between two speakers. There are three questions for each conversation. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 9 through 11 refer to the following conversation.
David, what a surprise! I haven't seen you for a while. It must be 3 or 4 months. What have you been doing?
6 months, actually. I haven't seen you since the conference in February. Well, I've been working really long hours. I was promoted. Anyway, what about you?
You were promoted? That's great. I've been saving so I can open my own shop. I'm tired of working for someone else.
Really? That sounds exciting. I'd love to have my own business, too, one day. Number 9. When did the speakers last meet? Number 10. What happened to the man recently? Number 11. Why is the woman saving money? Questions 12 through 14 refer to the following conversation.
So, how was your trip to Seoul? Did you have any problems getting around?
No, the subway system is quite easy to use, and I was surprised how much English is spoken there.
Did you find any companies that can supply us with the microchips?
Yes, I did. I found one company where they are produced. They also make some of the other parts we need for the car audio system. I have a list of them here that I would like you to check.
Number 12. Where do the speakers most likely work? Number 13. What surprised the woman? Number 14. What does the woman want the man to do? Part 4. Short talks. You will hear some talks, each given by one person. There are three questions for each talk. Choose the best response to the question. Circle your answer. Questions 15 through 17 refer to the following announcement.
Good morning. My name is Nicole Adams and I'll be your guide today. Before we leave the lobby to take the elevators to the 65th floor observation deck, I'd like to tell you a little about the history of Pembroke Centre. It was designed by Eric Osborne and construction began in February 1952. The entire 88 floors of the building were completed in 20 months and cost $150 million. It was officially opened on October 15, 1953 by Governor John McBride. It was the nation's tallest building for 42 years until the State Trade Building was completed in 1995. Now we will proceed to the elevators.
Number 15. Where is this announcement most likely being made? Number 16. Who is Eric Osborne? Number 17. How many stories does the building have? Questions 18 through 20 refer to the following announcement.
Ladies and gentlemen, before the next course is served, it's my great pleasure to welcome the guest of honour. As everybody knows, when Bob Paines was flying back from an overseas trip last week, his plane had to make an emergency landing. Fortunately, no one was hurt, and Bob is here tonight. His amazing accomplishments over the last 20 years have made him a leading figure in the computer industry and one of the most successful businessmen in the world. And in the last few years, he has been donating much of his money to charity. I would now like to ask Bob to come to the stage to accept this award and say a few words.
Number 18. Where is the speaker? Number 19. What will Bob Paines receive? Number 20. What will the audience most probably do next? This is the end of the listening test.